So this parsha, Parsha Zeke, has a lot to do with davening. The whole source for tefillah comes from pasuk in this week's parsha, Ula Avdoi, Chol Levavchem Ubuchla Nafshechem, Chazal say, Ezohi Avoida Shebelev, Zu tefillah. Being that this parsha, Parsha Zeke, has the source for tefillah, the entire Torah has been the mitzvah of tefillah, so it's appropriate, I guess, to see once again, we've seen before in the past, the nakuda of tefillah according to Rav Kook. Especially during this time of year, of Chodesh Elul, which we're about to enter, living up to Aseret Mitzvah, it's a zman of tefillah. It's a zman of tefillah more than any other mitzvah. It's a zman of tefillah. So let's see what Rav Kook has to say. This is in Chelek Gimel of Aris HaKodesh, Awa Nun Gimel. He calls it, and the Nazir calls it, Segula as HaRatzon HaKlali. Segula, the great Ratzon. See, right. Ratzono shel ha'adam hu kasher b'ratzon ha'elokim. A person's Ratzon is inherently connected to the Ratzon of Hashem. V'hunoyveya b'ziv oirei. It's noveya. Rises up from that light of Hashem. Rak kozman shina adam megal ba'atzma es hayachas hazeh. What holds us back is that if a person doesn't reveal this, this needs to be revealed. We need to reveal the kesha, nifla, between the ratzon ha'adam and the ratzon ha'Hashem. If a person doesn't reveal it, and it lies dormant, then all the power, the glory, and the kavod of Hashem's ratzon does not manifest itself on a person's ratzon. As much as a person makes an effort to know, that be'emes, it's not just that our ratzon is mekusher to Hashem's ratzon. That there's no other ratzon that a Jew has other than to do the ratzon Hashem. That is who I am. That's my essential desire. Lefi midas hagili hayzeh, mizgoya koya chaskula b'ratzona liyaspoil. Then the segula of the Am segula is that when we are able to do with our ratzon what Hashem does with His ratzon. Lihios poyal, mehave, mechadish v'goyzeh, to be creative. To create Yesh Me'ayim without anybody stopping us, no matter what it is. All the segulas of Hashem Ratzon we have inherently if we reveal this sod.
Oh, you're right.
That the Am Segula, that the Nekud of Am Segula is that the Ratzon Ha'adam is Mekosher to the Ratzon Hashem. It just needs to be plugged in. This is the foundation of tefillah. And it shows its wonders. And even this expression which we commonly say of osa niflaos, that's true about a yid with his ratzon. And sometimes, like you find in the Gemara, as he'll say, even shelo b'chavana, sometimes a Jew will be able to be poyal something without even intentionally ordering it to. Kmo birchas chacham v'kelalaso al tnai. That the Gemara says that if a chacham makes a bracha or a klala on tnai, even still it will be mekoyim. Afo bishelo niskayim al tnai, even if the tnai is not niskayim. Or shgaga hayotzim iftei ha-shalit, latoy v'lamutav. V'gam bihiskalusa shalei zetnua. Sometimes a person just makes a slight movement. Like the Gemara says by Rabbi Yehuda, "K'may shalif chad misanev asimitcha," that all he had to do was take off his shoe and then it rained. Because even that is an expression of tefillah, because tefillah is just a manifestation of the fact that the Ratzon of a Jew is plugged into the Ratzon Hashem. Even if he doesn't say words, but there's just some type of an expression of the fact that just Jew wants something to happen. If it's plugged into the Ratzon Hashem, then it has all the marvelous skulas of the Ratzon Hashem. But just like the Ratzon Hashem, whatever Hashem wants, it's Niskayim. So to a Yid who's plugged into that Ratzon, whatever he wants is Niskayim. This is the so terim yikra uvani ena. Even before you call out, as long as I detect that there's a ratzon which you have, Hashem says, I answer it. That's called a tefillah. Oid himidarim vani yishma. Even while you're speaking, I still answer you.
Right.
Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's words. The words of Hashem, they run to do his ratzon. As if ki'ilu, before he can finish speaking, they've already been mekayim what he wants to do. So too, the skula of the ratzon of a yid. Flipping the page. You need to go weiter. Hatfila b'muvana haragil, that which we normally, people generally understand tefila, which is a bakasha, which we make a request of Hashem. Pu'ulasehi tachnit idayilit, b'muvan mikodesh alyon. This bakasha, the way that it's poil in its ideal state, is understood in a very high and Kaddish way. As he goes on to be Mazbir. Hayratzen haprati einenu davar bodeg.
No, but they're good.
One's personal ratzon is not to itself. Si'if hu meharatzen haklali. It's just a si'if katan of the great ratzon of Hashem. Mishefa haratzen hamis'ala me'ala kol rosh. From the shefa of ratzon, which is above everything, mishefas haratzon hamachol al kol, from the ratzon of whose shefa created a space for everything, haboyre kol elamim, hamachadish b'chol yom tamim asay b'yishis. This is the ratzon which Jews connect to. The all-powerful creative ratzon. Chalushu haratzon hamisuaf. If a person's ratzon is by itself, then what is it already? It's weak. Since when did anybody ever want anything and it happened in life? People just say, okay, just because you want doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's when a person's ratzon is disconnected from the ratzon Hashem. Efesi midas hayacholos shelo. What can a ratzon do already? What bal hayacholos is it? Mipnei shehu b'tziyuro nifrad me'achefet haklali, because it's not connected to the greater ratzon, which is Hashem's ratzon. However, lefi osa hamida shel oz hadveikus asher lo haratzon aprati b'haratzon amakudash haklali. According to the dveikus that one's personal ratzon has to the ratzon of all ratzonos, this means the raising up of the ratzon. And his potential ability, his ability to do, also becomes strengthened. Now you become powerful with your ratzon. Every person has a ratzon of his own. That's called his bechira, what he wants. And nobody really understands the depth of his ratzon. Nobody can explain, like, why I want this, why I want that. It's a chok. Why do you like fish and I don't like fish? I don't know. It's just the way I am. The ratzon is a secret. It's a chok and it's a sod. But it's, on a physical level, in this world, a person's ratzon is the least powerful aspect of who he is. Meaning I can be poil things in this world with my action. I can be poil things with my words. Yeah. I can be poil things with not much more than that.
Yeah.
But my thoughts, and even deeper than that, my ratzon, what is it already?
In this world.
In this world. However, something happens when I plug my ratzon into the ratzon Hashem. That when I have an emunah, and it becomes very solid to me, that really my ratzon is not just some chiddush of this is what I want. It's really inherently connected to the Ratzon Hashem. So when Hashem created many Ratzonos in those worlds, He didn't allow it to escape His great Ratzon. Therefore, everybody's personal Ratzon is really just to do in the depth of that Ratzon what the Ratzon Hashem is.
And what you need to do to connect to that is recognize that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's called plugging into the great Ratzon. In which case, that dveikus means that you take on all the properties of that which your davik do. It's like ishto ke gufo.
Yeah.
You become that ratzon. You're plugged into that ratzon. And therefore the tzaddik, when he's payel with his tefillah, and this is the secret of tefillah, which people don't understand. People think that when a tzaddik davens or he gives a bracha, the tzaddik is, wow. He's like, oh, the tzaddik is amazing. The tzaddik is amazing. And from the tzaddik's perspective, he's nothing. He's mamish nothing. The only reason why he's able to do anything is because he's plugged into the ratzon Hashem. So that's why the tzaddik, whenever he accomplishes anything with his tefillahs or with his brachos, it brings him to more hakar of the God of Hashem. It gives him more anava. And the second that he thinks that he has any sense of gaiva, and like, this is me doing it, then he loses everything. He can't do it anymore. It's not just that he's a Baal Gaiva who can do miracles. He can't do miracles anymore. He's done. He's plugged out.
How do you plug in, though?
With emunah. By being mishtadel, the person focuses and he makes it his ratzon. If he dahers that my ratzon is the ratzon Hashem, it's not something which you have to make. It's not something you have to create. It's something that he began by saying, you have to reveal it. It's already there. Your ratzon is the ratzon Hashem.
What do you mean your ratzon is the ratzon Hashem? How's that?
I mean like this.
How's that work though? How do you make your ratzon the ratzon Hashem? Just doing the right things?
So that's how you reveal it. But it is already that way. Like this. If I ask you, if I ask you, who is the closest thing to you? So you would say, some people would say their father, their mother, their brother, their sister. And if you ask a married person, then they would say, it's my wife. Right? And then if you ask somebody a little bit, he's a wise guy, he'll say, the closest thing to me is me. That's the closest thing to me. Now if you ask a Talmud Chacham, and a tzaddik, he'll say, the closest thing to me is Hashem. I'm more Hashem than I am myself. It's the secret that everything in this world exists within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. And only after that he created something on top of that called everybody else. But in essence, I am more connected to Hashem than I am to myself. Which means that more than I want to do my own personal ratzon, which is a gift called Bechir that Hashem has given me, that ratzon of who I am wants more to do the ratzon Hashem than to do my own personal ratzon. So therefore, when a person makes a mesiris nefesh, and nefesh means ratzon, Chazal say, if when a person makes a mesiris nefesh, and he gives his nefesh and his ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this isn't an act of self-sacrifice, as it was commonly taught. This is a person doing tshuva, returning to his source, connecting and finding who he really is. That's the Eimek HaHezbon. So a person doesn't walk away from himself when plugging into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understanding that my ratzon is to do the ratzon Hashem. That's a matter of fact. That's a chok in the Bria. The person doesn't have to create a ratzon out of his ratzon. He just has to have the hakara that his real ratzon is to do the ratzon Hashem. Like we say, when Klai Yisrael received the Torah, they were oimed on this son, and they said, "Ritzoneinu la'asas ritzonecha." Our ratzon is to do your ratzon. And it's like the Mishnah Avos says, Asei ritzoncha kirtzono. Make your ratzon like his ratzon. Chazal wasn't asking a person to give up his life and to live a life which is not a good life. And now he's ignoring himself. It's like self-defeat, and it's like a person walking away from who he is, giving up his life. It's not. That's mamish chayim itself. That's chayim. That's the secret of chayim. That's the dveikus. Dveikus means taking the deepest aspect of who you are, which is your ratzon, and realizing that it's connected to the great ratzon. The ratzon called ratzon. This, by the way, is the secret of when the Sfarim speak about Iloi Shechina. This is a very common expression in Chassidus and deeper Torahs. You know that there's something which is called the Shekhinah Kedoshah, which is fallen, the person has to be ma'alo the Shekhinah and connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we want to put that in simple terms, right? The Shekhinah always in Sfarim say refers to Tefillah, the fall of the Tefillah. How is Tefillah fallen? Tefillah has fallen because people have a very basic, immature understanding of Tefillah. Like many things, and we say this many times, there's so many things which we do that we do them like we're still doing them, like we were doing them when we were babies. tefillah is perhaps the greatest victim of that catastrophe. Is that we walked into first grade and the Rebbe taught us how to say words of tefillah, and there was nobody after that who taught us how to be mispalel. When in fact, if you take a look at the Sfarim on tefillah, it'll blow your mind away. Mamish blow your mind away. Especially if you open up a siddur from the Mekubalim. Every single davening has its own siddur. It's not like you open up a siddur and you're like, Shachris, Mincha, I went after the other. Like there's a Shachris for weekday, there's a Shachris for Shabbos, and there's a siddur for Musaf on Shabbos, there's a siddur for Mincha. Every single tefillah has its own siddur. Like you can have sometimes 10 pages on one word. You know how much movement is taking place in the worlds from one word of davening? But that's called the fall of tefillah. That's called the nefilas of tefillah. But we're still davening like babies. That you have an 80-year-old guy and a 3-year-old kid davening not just the same way. That's catastrophe. So therefore, comes along tzaddikin, comes along sisrei Torah, and sisrei Torah says we have to raise up tefillah. Tefillah is about the expression of recognizing that my ratzon is really the ratzon Hashem. And then when that happens, a miracle takes place. That a person sends this ratzon kolosh v'chalosh, this ratzon which is meaningless in the world, which nobody cares what you think or what you want. It's just a fleeting thought. And the moment you plug it in, it becomes the most powerful force in the entire world. That's taking that which has fallen to the ground, and what's called Ha'olas HaShechina. Because you plugged in the Shechina, which is your own personal Bechira, your own personal Ratzon, so to speak, and you set it soaring to the highest place in the world, which is the Ratzon Hashem, which began all creation of this world, which is the highest place in the universe, which is the Ratzon Hashem. Why did Hashem create this world? We have no idea why he created this world. We know he wants to be made to V'chudah. We don't know his personal reasons why he wanted to create this world. We can't get close to the Ratzon Hashem, the Keser of... This is called the highest places of all. That's called Evan Masa Habayim Ha'isa Derishbina. Sending that which is the most despised mitzvah, which is Tefillah, the Gemara says about it, that people are mizazel in it, but it's really only Berumo Shel Olam, the Gemara says in Brachos. It's from the highest place, Tefillah, but people, they kick it and they ignore it and they just do it by rote. It's mamash the highest thing. For the tzaddikim, Shachris is the climax of the day. For regular people, Shachris is how they begin their day. For tzaddikim, Shachris is the end of their day. I don't just mean like in their schedule. It is in their schedule too. Many tzaddikim, they stay up all night, and then they daven shachris, and then they go to sleep. Okay? But even for tzaddikim who go to sleep, right? Everything which they do during the day is a hachana for shachris. It's a hachana for that Shemona Esrei. Pinchas Karzer, I saw it today actually. He says that. He says like this. It's very interesting. No, you don't have it there. He says it here. He says, Amar li Rabbi Yosef Beno. He says that they were speaking about tzaddikim who were choylik on the Rav, on Rav Pinchas Karzer, and they said that he doesn't make any hachanas for tefillah. That's what they said. Pinchas Karzer doesn't make any hachanas for tefillah.
Who's saying this about?
People. The heim lo hivinu. Right? They didn't understand why. Shesav v'shachanos hudavka l'aleches bebayis anav ana. Because they think that the way that you make hachanas for davening is by walking back and forth in the house and thinking about your davening, this and that. V'ze'enu, that's not true. He says, "Ki kol nashe medabim v'shoch v'lishon, everything which you say, and when you go to sleep, va'osim mitchilas alayla, that which you do from when you finish the night after davening ma'ariv until the morning, hakol hachanos l'tefillas shachris, all called hachana for davening shachris, v'chein shachris l'mincha." And the Rav said, Rav Pinchas Karzer said, "Ani mitzapa al tefillas shmona yamim. Sometimes I prepare for a tefillah 8 days before. I'm preparing for one tefillah."
You're saying that the whole day is hachana for tefillah, or just when the night begins, that's hachana for shachris?
Yeah, when the night begins, after Maariv, he's already preparing for shachris.
It's such a different perspective.
To prepare 8 days for one tefillah.
So what about the next one? What about the next tefillah?
The interim tefillah.
Yeah. So he says, and when the second I finish shachris, I'm already praying for mincha.
Maariv also?
Yeah, same thing. That's what the Kuzari writes. The Kuzari writes that a yid's life is from one tefillah to the next.
How do you prepare? What do you do to prepare?
It's just however tzaddikim prepare. However they prepare. You know, this is the world of tzaddikim. They live tefillah. Like David HaMelech says, I need tefillah. My whole essence is tefillah. This is my life. My life is tefillah. When you understand this secret of tefillah, that it's about plugging into the depth of who you are. So, coming in touch with who you really are, the source of your chayim, with the channel in which Hashem is breathing life into you. That's what tefillah is. In a sense, tefillah from the lowest place to the highest place. This is how tzaddikim have the ability to recoil everything which they do. If you take a look at this sheet, take a look at this sheet for a moment. Take a look at this Rav Nachman. This is in Tinyan Yotah. Just the underline. He's talking about tefillah. And he writes, and this is the reason why I'm recording this, is because it's Nogeh to the Parsha. This is also Pasuk in our Parsha. It says, Vizehu Iker HaTachlis Atzein. This is what the Tachlis is all about. It's very exciting. Shetihya HaTfila Nichlales Bachdu Sayyisbarach. That the tefillah should be nichlal in Hashem's achdus. Right? Very peculiar lashon. This is the bechina of hu tehilascha v'hu elehecha. He is your tehila, and he is your God. Shehatfila b'Hashem yisborach echad. Kevyochol v'zehu ikr hatachlis b'emes. Right? What does that mean? The tefillah and Hashem are one. The tachlis is to make Hashem and tefillah one. Now, with Pinchas Karetzer, he says a similar thing.
It's a hard avoda.
In Imre Pinchas, in Shara Tefillah, in Siman Tov Yotes, he quotes this pasuk as well. He says, "Hu tehilascha v'hu elekecha." He writes like this, and he gives a little more hesber. Ki hatfila sha'adam ispalal hi ba'atzma elokos. V'loi ka'adam shemivakish davar mechaver. It's not like tefila, we commonly think of it as, like we're taught as children. Tefila is about asking from your friend, shechaveru hu davar echad, v'hatchin sha'adam ischanu hu davar echad. That you make a tefila, and you ask your friend with your tefila. Like here, I'm giving you a tefila, I'm giving you a bakasha. V'hatchin sha'adam ischanu hu davar echad. No, v'kan ain't okay. Kishaimir Baruch the Bezis Chachma, Vachin Kulam, Nitzva ki hatfila atzma hu elokos. Shamiyachit Hamidas Hel Yonas. I don't know if he's saying exactly what Nachman is saying. Maybe it's slightly different just because. Va'ozim Shemispalim Lifniakarish Baruchu, Shahatfila hi davar acher him bachinas evid. If a person comes before Hashem and he says, Hashem, will you answer this request? That's called davening like an evid davening. V'yohav Leim Milabar, and they give him from the outside. But if a person is only on the sod of then he's called a ben, that he's mechapes, that he's able to go in by himself into the treasures of Hashem, and he's because he's neman to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes an amazing thing. He says, "Va'amar k'min David Hamelach alav Hashalom from the days of David himself, lohaya adam mishe spalo kein kama ani." There was nobody who knew how to daven like this, like me. Amazing statement.
Can you say that last time?
Yeah, he says, from Davin HaMelech himself till me, which is like 1,000 years, there was nobody who was able to daven like this, that, like me. Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing statement. In the back here you have also, in the beginning of...
You're not supposed to, when you daven, you're not supposed to ask for anything? The main thing is not to ask?
No, we'll be Masbir. We'll be Masbir in a moment. If you take a look, that was, by the way, in Parshas Ekev. In Shara Tefillah, he talks about it a little bit more. And if you take a look at Zayin, Ches, and Tes, but if you just take a look at Ches, this is a little bit of an insight. The Gemara says, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalo. From where do we know that Hashem davens, the Gemara Baruch Hu says? Right? And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Ahaviyoisim Mahakachi, Bisimachim, Bistilasi. Hashem has a Tefillah also. And by the way, many of the pieces that Rav Kook talks about in this section, he quotes that Pasuk at the end of all of these pieces. He doesn't do it here, I believe, but he doesn't in many of the other ones. This is what he says. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalo. Where do we see and know that Hashem davens? So he zokt the Bar Pinchas Karetzer, just in 5 words. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo HaTfilah. Because Hashem himself is the Tfilah. Isn't that amazing? Such a pella. Chaver, let's understand what this means. What does it mean that Hashem is the tefillah itself? What that means is like this. That when a Jew has a ratzon to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he realizes this yisod, that really my ratzon is really just the ratzon Hashem. And I plug myself in, and then I start to say words of tefillah. Who's davening now?
Shechina v'deberes mitoch chrono.
Hashem himself is davening. Because if I take my ratzon and I plug it into Hashem's ratzon, then really me and him are the same. So these words are coming out of my mouth. They're not coming out of my mouth. These are words which are coming out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth.
It's so hard to grasp, though. I'm not like...
Okay. So even Shammah understands. It's not something which for the Seichel. The Seichel knows how to daven like a Seichel daven.
How can you be Hashem when you daven?
You're a Shammah, right?
We all have a piece of... I know we all have a piece of Hashem, but...
When that piece connects back to its source, that's really what happens when you hear this secret. It's like you take your Chelek HaLakam Imal, which is a piece of that thing, the Eibishter, and you give it, and you put it, that piece of the puzzle, back into the puzzle, and then you become that thing. Then you're just not a piece of the puzzle outside the puzzle. You're part of the puzzle.
So why does Hashem need to daven?
Why does Hashem need to daven?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to daven. It's just that a Yid has the ability to be ma'oyer, much greater tefillos than if he were just to daven without being connected there. Then he becomes a Baal HaYecholos. Then his tefillos can be poyel. Then he becomes a creator. Then he has all the segulas of Hashem. Who doesn't want that? This is the secret of tefillah. This is what it means to daven al pi pnimiyas hatayir. That Hashem davens from within the person. That's called hu tehillas cha v'hu elokecha. That the tefillah and Hashem become one. And as Rav Nachman says, ze ikir hakol. This is the tachos ve'emes. That a Jew should do tshuva. He should return his ratzon to the ratzon haklali. That's really called tshuva. When he plugs in that ratzon to the ratzon Hashem, which is the sword of tshuva, and then he's mispalo, this is a whole different type of a tshuva. And these are the words of Moshe. When Moshe says, Veschanan el Hashem, Veschanan is gematria tshuva, yeah? Dvarim, Veschanan, Eke. These are all inyonim of tshuva Hashem. Chazal says, Shechina medavim mitach grana. That's the next part of the shir. From the fact that the Pasha, which is Pasha's Eikav, deals so heavily with the Inyan of Tefillah, shows that Pasha's Eikav in particular is kosher to the Inyan of Tefillah. As we said before, the whole source of the mitzvah of Tefillah is in this expansion. And on top of that, the whole secret of the Sod of Tefillah, which is Hu Tehillas Chavu Hu Elokecha, is found in this expansion. There's a connection between the Inyan of Eikav and this man, if we find ourselves in, on many levels, and the Inyan of Tefillah. The typical kuf base. In Tehillim, I'm three the Matri Amuna. Tavar Melech begins like this. This is the only kapitel Tehillim which begins this way. Tefillah la'ani. Tefillah v'ani. Zera Kodesh says that we have three tefillahs in Tehillim. We have tefillah la'David, tefillah la'Moshe, and tefillah la'ani. Which is the greatest of all three? Tefillah la'ani. Tefillah v'ani. The tefillah of the ani is this secret of what we're describing. It's the secret of the fact that a person says, I'm not the one who's mispalel. I don't have anything of my own. I'm an ani from within myself, meaning I'm not the one who's mispalel. You can't even call me a name. If David davens, then David is davening. If Moshe is davening, then Moshe is davening. But if the ani is davening, he doesn't even have a name. Because he's not the one davening. Ki ani ani. He's an ani from his own self. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening through him. That's tefillah la'ani. And in this kapitel called Tefillah La'ani, this is what David HaMelech says. He writes, Ki vana Hashem Tzion nira b'chvoydeh. Hashem will build Tzion and it will be seen in his kavod there. Pana el tefilas ha'arar. You turned to the tefillah of the despondent one. V'lo vaza es tefilasam. You did not reject their tefillahs. And then he writes, Tikasiv Zois Ladar Achara. Let this be written down for the final generation. Va'am Nivra Yahalo Ka. That there will be a new nation, a new people, a creation of Hashem. Will Davin Kishkit Mimirom Kocho. And Hashem will hear from above. Hashem Yishamam Al Eretz Yibit, he will look at us. Vishmaya En Kas Asir Lefateach Ben Yisrael. The Baal HaTanya says from here, Tikasiv Zois Ladar Acharon, that this is a raya to that which the Arizal says, that although it used to be, says the Arizal, that tefillah was the greatest, Torah was the greatest mitzvah, for the ikvas of the Mashiach and the Dor Acharon, tefillah is higher than it. Talk about Latani, you see it's Mephorsh HaTehon. Tikasiv Zois Ladar Acharon. The Am Rivet Halakha. This is a lesson for the final generation. That the final generation knows better than anybody else how to daven like an ani. What do we have already? What milas? We can't even count on one finger any milas which we have. But because that sense of chesaron that we feel about ourselves allows us to connect and daven in a way which is greater than any generation. It should be so easy for us to say, this ratzon chalash of mine, I just plug it into you, Hashem. Only I'm devoid of all milas. I have nothing to be gavetic about. There's nothing about me which I can say about myself that I can say to anybody else, like, I'm awesome. You plug yourself into Hashem. It's so easy and so natural for this generation.
Yeah, but because of that, you feel shameful when you want to plug yourself into Hashem. If you say, Hashem, I'm nothing, so how can I connect to you?
It's not shameful at all, because there's nothing shameful about the external of a person. A person shouldn't be ashamed of his guf. He has to take pride in the fact that he's a neshama. And to take that pride, that joy, that simcha, that gevaldige maila of being a neshama, which is the greatest shevach, and the greatest privilege in the world, and plug that into Hashem. It's when we falsely identify who we are, we feel a sense of shame. But that's not who we are.
Yeah, like, but a person, when he sins, at that point, he feels that his neshama is also in, which is not tainted.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, once he wants to connect to Hashem, he feels down. Says, my
Shema's also. Yeah. A person needs to be bechazik himself, like you said yourself. That those averas, that they don't, they're not pugging that neshama. If I care, the fact that a person feels that he's done many averas encourages even more to run tasha, to plug in tasha. So that's how he raises himself up. Therefore, when it comes to the Dor Acharon, the closer we get to becoming a Mashiach, the more we need to embrace this way of davening, the tefillah la'ani. The inyan of ikvas of the Mashiach. Ikvas of the Mashiach. And in the ikvas of the Mashiach, the main ishtalmas which we have is davening. Like we said before, that davening is that thing which bnei adam is bezalzlan by. That which is the lowest thing. That which is the lowest thing finds itself at the end. It's the seif. Tefillah is the seif. It's the malchus. It's the lowest of the low. And people step on it because it's so low. But Evan Maswa Abayim HaYisrael Rosh Bina. We see this not just in the cycle of the 6,000 years of this world, but just every single year we see the expression of this. That we end the year in Chodesh Elul. And Elul is a time of tefillah. It's a time of ratzon. That's what we build the shofar throughout all 30 days. The shofar is the tefillah of all tefillahs. It's the tzaka of the yid. For 30 days in Elul, we blow shofar, which means that the main thing is to be mispal. We blow the shofar and we say the davar Hashem ayir, mispal. And what that happens is that we take that shofar, which is not a very powerful shofar, it's just a kol ba'am, to be ma'ir us to daven. When we blow that shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Imam is the highest thing in the world. How did a shofar for 30 days just be like a kol ba'amah, just to like tell somebody, by the way, you should daven a little bit. And then all of a sudden Rosh Hashanah, you blow that shofar Rosh Hashanah, and it's mamash like in the Sfarim, is the biggest mitzvah in the world. You know why? Because when you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, you know who blows that shofar? It's not the tokeah. Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitaka b'pasuk says. Hashem blows that shofar from the mouth of the tokeah. So all of a sudden you took that concept of tefillah, which was disconnected, which is just your personal weak ratzon. And when you come to Rosh Hashanah and you plug yourself into Hashem, all of a sudden that kol shofar becomes the most powerful force in the world. Because you've plugged in already by Rosh Hashanah. And then the shofar, just like davening, takes on a whole new level. So that in the same way that the end of the world, the end of the year, as it becomes the beginning of the year, it takes the shofar and the tefillah, which is the lowest of the low, and sends it to the highest place, so too, ikvas of the Mashiach. It's going to take tefillah, which is the lowest thing, but as we're mishtadal now and raising that tefillah, when Mashiach comes, it's going to send tefillah to the highest place.
It's sort of like Rosh Hashanah being Viskasya also. That Rosh Hashanah is really the day of Mos Simcha, but it's Bekesel Yom Chagim, it's somewhat covered until the end of time, and it's a day of Tefillah.
Exactly. So therefore, the Ikev Hashanah, the Ikev said the Mashiach, the Ikev Hashanah, this is all about Tefillah. The Yid is Mishtadal on Tefillah, and he works during these days, that's what Chazal say, that these 30 days of Elul, these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, these are days of Ratzon. What does that mean, days of Ratzon? It means taking your Ratzon and plugging it into Hashem's Ratzon. That's what's called Ratzon. Being malu the Ratzon of Eid. And when you do that, then the whole tefillah has an aliyah. This is why the Pasha is called Ekev. Ekvasa. Bahaya Ekev Tishmo. Chazal say, Al tas tefillas hakeva. If a person needs to be an anav. Anav means knowing that his real ratzon is the ratzon Hashem. That's called ekev anav ayuras Hashem. It's called an ekev anava, a heel of anava. If a person has an afil on that ekev anava, then it becomes keva. And that's what the Mishnah warns. Al tas tefilas for keva. Don't make your tefillah keva. The tefillah needs to be an ekev anava ayuras Hashem. If you're mahapich your ekev, it becomes keva. And that's just tefillah by rote. That's not called tefillah. So if tefillah is rooted in the ekev anava yiras Hashem, then that tefillah is the most amazing thing on earth. If it's not, then it's just mitzvah sanashim elumada. It's just ragil. And that's been other mezazlim by it. Has a specific, particular connection, Chodesh Elul, based on what the Zayar says. The Zayar says that in the month of Elul, Himloch Os Yud B'maisa. That the letter Yud, Hashem crowns the letter Yud in action. Chazal also tell us that really Tammuz Av and Elul were all in the camp. They all belonged in the Chedek of Esav. But because V'yadu Ochezes Ba'akev Esav, that when Yaakov was born, his hand was on the heel of Esav. He was able to take the month of Elul, which is called the Ekev of Esav, and to bring it into the camp of the Jewish people. And by doing that, he took the letter Yud from Esav, and instead of being his name Ekev, his name is now Yaakov. Esav's name was supposed to be Asui, because he came out already made. But Yaakov, who should have been called Ekev, by taking that Yud, he left Asui with Esav, and Ekev became Yaakov. That's what the Sfarim Akedushim say.
Aren't there some spellings of Esav in the Torah with the Yud? Or are they all?
That's the pshat. Himlech os Yud b'maisa. Maisa is a lashon Esav, and the Yud is the battle over the Yud. So in the month of Elul, Hashem crowned the letter Yud with Maisa. All pertains to the sukkah. This yud represents tefillah, the tiniest letter of all. It's the mezazlim by it, the other mezazlim by it. So little you can step on it. But in Elul, there's going to be a skula that Elul has. That it's himlach os yud b'maisa. That you could be poiled b'maisa even with that tefillah. That's the chiddush of Elul. But in particular, Elul has a hachana for Rosh Hashanah Kippur, which is the asara yamin, which is connected to the letter yud. That yud particularly refers to the asara semechuva, because really Elul is a 40-day month. Like the Sfarim also, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, v'shetevas Elul. Right? Sophie tables, the matri of 40, which is the 40 days. Elul is considered to be 40 days long. That's the Himlach Os Yud B'Maisa. But these 10 days of Elul called the Seris Yetuva, that's when the Ratzon of the Yid gets plugged into the Ratzon Hashem. And that's why when a Yid davens Aseris Yetuva, it's like a Tzibur davening. Even one Jew, because if his Ratzon is plugged into Hashem's Ratzon, then he has the power of the Shechina. He has the power of a Tzibur. Because his Ratzon is plugged into the higher Ratzon. Every Jew during Aseris Yetuva has this level of Tfilah al Pisayim, the highest level of davening that Rav Kook is describing. Because ma yamim mishonim b'ratzon, af elu yamim b'ratzon. These are ratzon. Ratzon in its core. That's the yodoy, the yudoy, the letter yud, oiches es bakei v'esa. I think it's true to say that the pasuk says, V'yodo ochez es bakei v'esa, v'yikr shemo Yaakov. Chazal say, who is this Vayikra Shmo Yaakov? Who called his name Yaakov? So Rashi brings 2 days. One is that Yitzhak called his name Yaakov, and the other is Hashem called his name Yaakov. We know that the word, that the Lashon of Vayikra, or Kara, is the Lashon of Tefillah. Akra l'Elokim Elyon. Kriya is the Lashon of Tefillah, many, many times, all over the Tehillah. V'yodo ochez es ba'akev Esav, that Hashem saw that Yaakov had his hand on the heel of Esav. And Hashem wanted that Yaakov should be successful in taking away the sin. So you know what he did? V'yikra shemo Yaakov. He davened for him. Hashem davened that Yaakov should be able to have atzlacha to take away the yir from Esav. And that's how Yaakov is matziah. Because Hashem was mispala. And that's a precedent for the entire tkufa of this time of year. And for the essence of what tefillah is that in order for Yaakov to be able to take away from the ache of Esav, Hashem needs to be mispala. We have to be ma'ira the tefillah of Hashem in order to have a tzlacha to be able to take away from Esav what they control. But all the moshiim b'har tzion lishbot es har Esav v'ha'isa l'Hashem ha'mulcha. Even today we have to take away the dominance that Esav has in the world, the sheker of Edom, this final gullus of Edom. The only way to do that is to be ma'ared by Yirka Shema Yaakov, the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem davens for us. We're plugging our ratzon into the ratzon Hashem. That's what the parsha is called, Ekev. Meschanan is gematria tefillah. Devarim, the whole Indian of Devarim is about the words of Moshe, which were on this high level of dibur, tefillah. All about the ability of the Jew to learn how to daven as we enter into the Ekev Hashana. Bespalo, like an Ekev Anava, to be able to take away from the Ekev Esav. As these two Ekevs go battle to battle with each other. It says, V'acharei chen yotza achir, v'yodo achez es bat yev Esav. Because it's dafka through tefillah, v'yodo yechez es ba'akev Esav. If a Jew davens avodah shebalev, he's able to take away from Esav. That's why it's called avodah shebalev through tefillah. Avodah shebalev means that the ikar avodah is in the heart. The heart is the place of the ratzon. The person has to work in his heart, which means that davening should be a hishtalus that a yid is in his heart. And he's being megalit, that real Aymek HaRatzon within the heart. But my real Ratzon is the Ratzon Hashem. That's called Avodah Shebalev. I'm working in my heart. Every tefillah leads to the next tefillah, to the next tefillah, to be megalit a little bit more, all the time, the reality, that my Ratzon is really just Ratzon Hashem. And when a Yid has a taste of what that means, that his Ratzon is the Ratzon Hashem, it's such a tiny mifla in davening. Just recently, my brother asked my Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, how is it that you daven with such mesirus nefesh? So my Rebbe smiled at my brother and he said, so sweet. So sweet. It's so sweet to daven that way. Such a dveikus. That dveikus of connecting at the root of that ratzon is, it's not giving away oneself. It's connecting oneself to the real life. This is real life. My life is davening, daven amalach. happens to be a Hazal Hashem Mechaya Azamad and Makabi ID is the matri on Ekev Eza and B'chol Levavcha. No, B'chol Nafcha. This is the site of Ekev. Hashem should help us. At least we know what our avoid is. As we come to Ella, Rosh Chodesh Ella, we have to take away the Ekev Esav by being an Ekev Anava. Do tshuva, do tshuva. The makkah that our Ratzon is a Ratzon Hashem, listening to the Kol Shofar, davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need the Siyata Deshmaya, the Megala, that our, what our real Ratzon is. With Hashem, trying to be Mishtadal and tshuva. And many people are not. Most people are not. Most people are davening like children. Whether a yid tries to be oimin and oimin katsuda, and he knows at least what the tachas says, the kavana of tzuda is, the tachas says. All the tzudas on his gadol. Because when Hashem davens, he doesn't need anybody to answer his tzudas. The second it comes out of his mouth, to answer right away. That's what Rav Kook says. Right. He quoted that question. Tere mikro vani ane, oitim edav ane yishma. And let's just finish the shtickle. The Eis HaTfila, Sha'odam Poina El Hashem Eomek Ritzono. At the time of davening, when a Jew, he turns his the Eomek Ritzono to Hashem, Mis'ala Ha'ois HaMahusi Shal HaRatzon HaPadi Shalom. This is called Aliyas HaShechina. He raises up his Ratzon, his personal Ratzon, to the highest place. U'kfi Erech HaDveikos HaYechusi HaZos, and according to the quality of this Veikos, HaRatzon HaZeh HaPati, this individual Ratzon, Shenishtachar Miprat Yusuf, that he becomes freed from his own individual box. He flies. His mom is flying. And with Gvura, he returns in tshuva to the root of his life. The makor mechsav mahusi yuso. Oimik ratzan Hashem. Adon kol harehu poil es pula saik fi ratzan mitzvah. That's when a person is a creator. He's able to be piled with his tzvila immediately. Because when Hashem is misfallen, nothing is chayzerik.
So how do we ask Hashem for anything? Well, once I become one with Hashem, anything that's in my mind should be already... Okay. So why do I ask Hashem at Tachonin? Because I would become a Tamil Chacham or...
A real Tamil Chacham, a person who knows. The real Oymek HaTzvila, the real, I would say like this. Like the basic kavana of tefillah, the kavana of tefillah, which is koilel, all kavanas in tefillah, is that tzaddik has this tefillah in mind, at the root of all of his tefillah. That every single word which I utter is just another dig in my heart to be megale, the oimek haratzon. Now, as we go along, a person has to be mispala for particular things as well. A person can't, he has to make requests. He has to still say, Hashem, I want chachma. I want tshuva, and if Hashem says those words, then they'll be mekayim right away. If they're not mekayim right away, because the person hasn't yet been oimin on that skula yet, still he needs to be mespal to Kadosh Baruch Hu for these things. And Hashem hopefully will answer them like an eved to his master, right? But a tzaddik is never misyach to ask from this general kavana of, like every single word of tefillah is just going to be used to be megala the oimek haTefillah, which is that my ratzon is the ratzon Hashem. That's what tzaddik is. It's the main kavana of a tzaddik. Every word of tefillah it just revolves around that kavana. To be able to be mispala like we really should be. And Hashem should be able to be the one who's mispala.
Like Rav Pinchas.
Pinchas Karatz. I can't get over this.
To be able to say about ourselves from the days of Pinchas Karatz, there's never anybody who knew how to be davening this field like us. Good stuff. Shabbos.